for tuning into our podcast service. Listen and be blessed.
Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. Unto him and him alone be praise forever and ever. We give God the glory, and I want to appreciate the servant of God, the lead pastor, or the pastors, deacons, the church council, and every member of this church. I also bring you greetings on behalf of the convention. We celebrate what God is doing here, and I'm delighted to join you this year because it's a special year for you. It's a special year for me. We are talking about supernatural advancement. So it's a special year. And I know this year you will advance beyond limits. You will advance beyond limits. You will advance beyond your dreams. The Lord is taking you higher. The Lord is moving you higher. The Lord is moving you higher. To God be the glory. Shall we pray to the Lord? Channel of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father, open up. Open three, no limits, open up. Let it call unto thee. Sing it and sing it better now. Channel of my spirit.
Channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up.
No boundary, no limits.
No boundaries, no limits.
Supernatural advancement. Therefore, I declare as your word is going out this day, let it go out with power. Remove all boundaries. Remove all limits. Visit your church. Visit your people. Let there be divine touch for advancement. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome to your season of supernatural advancement. Today, by the grace of God, we are speaking on essentials of supernatural advancement. We will continue from where our senior pastor stopped last Sunday. Looking at Philippians chapter 3. Last Sunday, he emphasized two basic essentials. The first one has to do with the fact that to advance, you must possess the right attitude. He also emphasized, secondly, that we need to place close attention to the written word. These are the first two essentials in verse 1. It was Apostle Paul that made that declaration, serious declaration, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. When he declared that not that I've already obtained or attained or achieved, said, but one thing I do, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me. Apostle Paul here was talking about him moving from one level to another. And Apostle Paul, no doubt, was actually a man of great success. A man of what you can call unparalleled achievement. He broke new frontiers. He was an apostle of apostles. This was a man that excelled beyond his colleagues. He pioneered mission work among the Gentiles. He broke frontiers in his generation. But despite all these achievements, he still said, I press on. This was a man that had a great encounter with the Lord Jesus himself. He saw him face to face, even after Christ's death. This was a man that received several revelations from heaven, such that he even said some of these revelations, he was not even allowed to share it. This was a man that had opportunity of visiting the heavens in the spirit. This was a man that wrote about half of our New Testament. And yet, even in verse 10 of our passage, it said that I may know him. And I was asking myself, what does he want to know again? What is this man looking for again? What is he running after again? What is he pursuing again? But yet he said, I want to know him. I want to experience the power of his resurrection. And it was thereafter he moved to the issue of pressing on, advancing. This was a man that was not satisfied with past successes. Said, I forget the past. He was a man with track record of successes. Is there somebody here with track records? I declare this year, you are moving on high. You are moving on height. You are moving on height. He was also not moved by past failures. Is there somebody here saying, last year, I can't have any record of achievement? There's somebody that is frustrated. Says, I forget the past. And I tell you this year, it doesn't matter your storyline. It doesn't matter the situation you are in now. God is saying you are moving forward. You are advancing. You are advancing. This was a man with definite focus. He said, I press on. He said, one thing I do. He was a man with definite focus. He was a man with consistency and hard work. Said, I press on. I press on. He was a man that resolved never to quit, never to give up. He was a man that was ready to move on, to move on, to move on. Why? He said, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me. And I want you to please put this in mind as we look at the two issues, two essentials that we want to look at today. All this is said for one reason. Said, I want to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me. So he was a man of purpose. He understood what on earth he was here for. He understood God's purpose, God's agenda, God's program for his life. He was clear about it. And he was resolved that he wanted to possess that. He wanted to achieve it. He wanted to take hold of that purpose. May I tell you that you are also here on divine assignment. You are not here by accident. It doesn't matter what you are passing through now. There is a definite purpose of God for your life. There is a program. There is an agenda. God has something in mind concerning you. God has something that he wants to fulfill concerning your life. The question is, what will you do in order to ensure that this will come to pass in your life? God always desires to move his people higher. But I said to them in Deuteronomy chapter 1, that we look at yesterday briefly, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 to 8, said you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Said break the camp, advance. And I see God saying to each one of us, yes, you have succeeded in so many areas. I see God saying to you this year, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. He was not saying you are in the valley. He was even saying that some of us are already on the mountain. But the height you are in is lower than his program and agenda for your life. Said there is a place I'm still taking you to. There is a height that I want you to be in. And you must take hold of it by breaking camp. You must take hold of it by advancing. And in our covenant relationship with God as a church today, we are not just talking about advancement. We are talking about supernatural advancement. The implication of that is that in God's covenant for you this year, listen to me carefully. In God's covenant for you this year, you are unstoppable. Please tell somebody you are unstoppable. No man can stop you. No power can stop you. No boundary can stop you. No limit, no obstacle can stop you. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Now, Paul knew this. He emphasized this. He established this. But suddenly, if somebody is going to advance supernaturally, you will think that just move on, no problem. Just move on, and doors will continue to open. Just move on with ease, without stress. Just move on because you're unstoppable. But suddenly, he gave a warning, which is the essential, one essential we want to look at today. He said, watch out, men who will walk in the supernatural. Those who will experience supernatural advancement must watch out for the enemy of supernatural advancement. Watch out for the enemy of supernatural advancement. Those who desire to cross over to their Canaan, they need to take heed to this warning. That though God desires that you advance, there are things that you need to take heed of for you to be unstoppable. Let's look at verse 2 very quickly again. The Bible declares, said, watch out for who? Another translation says, beware. King James says, beware. ESV used the word, look out. NIV used the word, watch out. Amplifier also used the word look out. What are all these saying? They are saying there is something that you must give attention to if you are going to possess your Canaan. So in experiencing supernatural advancement, which is God's program for you this hour, you must watch out. In experiencing the supernatural agenda for you this year, you must look out. In experiencing the supernatural agenda for you this year, you must beware of the enemy of progress. The enemies of your supernatural advancement, I may I tell you, they are everywhere. Both internal and external. And they must be properly handled, properly dealt with for you to advance. No matter God's covenant upon your life and upon the church, no matter the promise of God upon you, no matter the hands of God upon you, don't make the mistake of thinking Satan and his courts, they will just rest. They will leave you alone without resistance to move on, to advance. No. See, anytime I look at the scripture, and I will use as an example for us very quickly, the Israelites. When it comes to supernatural advancement, that was a covenant with the people of Israel. When God took them out of Egypt with a mighty hand, said to Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But you know the first question Pharaoh asked, who is God that I should let them go? Do you know, as God is saying, advance, move out, Satan is saying, who is God? That was why Paul said that I may know him. You see, this year, as you are trying to move, Satan will be asking some of you questions. You, supernatural advancement. You, what do you have that you want to advance supernaturally? Look at yourself. How can you make it? But they that know their God, they will be strong and they will do what? Do exploit. Daniel 11:32b. Satan will be asking us a lot of questions. Even when you have received divine instruction, like we looked at last week, that you must give attention to the written word. And you are standing on the word, saying that I know the word. It will come to pass. Satan will still ask you, which word? Are you really sure? Can it come to pass in your life? Beware! 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 And he used three very serious descriptions for these people. He said, beware of dogs. Beware of those evil doers. Beware of mutilator of the flesh. He used very hard word to describe these Israelites, these Jews, who were standing by the law, who were putting tradition about what God can do, who were enforcing, trying to enforce circumcision and some other things. The Israelites, they were moving on. Do you know, even when God dealt with Pharaoh, can you imagine somebody who lost his first son? And all the first son in Egypt, they died. And suddenly he said, get out, get out, get out, get out. And these people were rejoicing that at last we are free. But the Bible declared that suddenly he said, why did I let these people go, sir? And he gathered his army. You see, when you are moving forward to advance, usually the enemy will gather his army, either to stop you or to take you back. If they cannot take you back, what they normally do is to do what? To stop you. You're unstoppable this year. You're unstoppable this year. You're unstoppable this year.
So Satan is always looking for roadblocks, bringing different obstacles along our ways in order to discourage us, in order to frustrate us from moving forward. You cannot be frustrated this year. Tell somebody, I cannot be frustrated this year. I'm moving forward. I cannot be frustrated. I am moving forward. No obstacle can stop me. No obstacle can stop me. No obstacle can stop me. See, when they got to the Red Sea, in that Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, do you know that the Israelites actually gave up? When they saw the Egyptian coming, the normal thing would have been to run. But in this case, even if they wanted to run, number one, those pursuing them were horses. Number two, this is the Red Sea in front. Let me tell you, when it comes to supernatural advancement, it is not about who is pursuing you. It is not about what is pursuing you. And it is not about the obstacle standing before you. It is about God taking you through. It's about God leading you through. It's about God helping you through. They cry. They say, Moses, why did you bring us here to die in this place? And today we just learn in our Sunday school, faith and trust. Sometimes we have faith, but we are still afraid. Some of you have faith, but things seem not to be working. You are still afraid. See Moses here. He gave them confidence in the Lord. He said, stand firm and fast in the Lord. He said, for the Egyptian you see today, you will see them. And I'm speaking to somebody. The Egyptian you see today, you will see them no more. 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 So stand firm. And after he has said that, gave them confidence, he ran back to God. Said, God, there is trouble. I want to say to somebody this year, no matter what you see, just go back to him. Now, God, you said we are having supernatural advancement. See the problem. Trust in him and go back to him. Moses knew there was a covenant of supernatural advancement. But here comes the Egyptian. In front is the Red Sea. And he was helpless. You may be helpless, but your God is not helpless. The suffering God will help you this year. Therefore, you will not be ashamed. The suffering God will help you this year. I declare you will not be ashamed. Say, God, there is trouble. There is crisis. There is confusion. I was shocked. Because I thought God would just encourage him. But you know what God said? It was God saying, don't you understand? God said, why are you crying to me? Why are you crying to me? Is there somebody still crying disturbed today? Do I see God saying, don't you understand that I've spoken, I'm taking you there? Don't you understand that God is a God of covenant? This thing we are talking about is not a team. I don't know what we are going to be calling it. Well, it got to a year when I was in the church that God opened my eyes. Stop giving the people mentality of yearly team. Because some of them just take it as yearly team. It's a covenant word. It's not just a team. Team can come and go. But this is God's covenant with IBC. This is God's covenant with every member. This is God's covenant with you. Supernatural advancements. Moving forward. Becoming unstoppable. Achieving great success. Breaking limits. Soaring high against all odds. That's what God is talking about. Say, why are you crying to me? And God said, tell the people. And that is what God is telling you. I don't know what you see. I don't know what you see in your front this year. I don't know when you look back, you say, look, this one coming after me, there's no way I can escape. But God said, tell my people to advance and move forward. You know, if God stopped there, they will say, advance where? Advance and face the sea. Several of us, we see seas around us. But when you study the Bible, do you know that even you cannot be stopped by the rivers and the seas in this world? God just simply told Moses, lift up your hand. There's something in your hand and it is enough. He said, lift up your hand. Lift the rod. And when he did that, what happened? The sea parted. And they walked on the dry sea. But when they got to Jordan, in Joshua chapter 3, do notice that the sea did not part until they step in. As you are going this year and you're unstoppable, there are seas that as you pray, they will part. There are those that if they don't part, in faith, as you step in, what will happen? But may I tell you, there are also seas that when you step in, they will not part. But you remember Jesus. In his own cave, the sea did not part. What happened? He just walked on the sea. You will walk on the sea. You will walk on the sea. Because you're unstoppable this year. You're unstoppable this year. You're unstoppable this year. You're unstoppable this year. And that was how they crossed over and they sank. But this is where we are going today. So you can see that the supernatural hands of God was upon them. You can see that by God's program and agenda, they are unstoppable. With all the armies, they were unstoppable. With the power of the king, they were unstoppable. In fact, God did this so much that he even provided the angel to lead them. So that at night, they had the light. And I'm praying for somebody today. Because when you are moving in supernatural advancement, darkness doesn't matter. Imalede o okukun palada. Imalede o okukun palada. Imalede o okukun palada. Imalede o okukun palada. What does that mean? God knew that at night they would not be able to advance. So there was supernatural provision of light to advance. Because normally darkness will slow individuals down. You can't move forward. You can't run fast. You can't walk. Even if you have your car and it is dark and the light is not working. Except you want accident. You can't move on. But God said, I want them to move day and night. So that they will not have to stop at any point in time. So he provided light for them. In verse 19 and 14 of Exodus chapter 14, verse 19 and 20. And during the daytime, at the heat of the sun, the angel was still there to provide a kind of cloud so that the heat would not disturb them. I declare this year, you will not be disturbed. Amen. What slow other people down will not slow you down. What slow your colleagues down will not slow you down. In the name of Jesus. I love stars. Because at night, your colleague will have to rest. When there is darkness, your colleague will have to say, let's wait till morning. That's why that song says, Ibi egbe mi joko, deke mi lere. Ibi egbe mi ri, deke mi masari. Ibi egbe mi sari, deke mi mafu. Baba, now that is where my colleagues, where they are sitting down, I will walk. Where they are walking, as far as I am concerned, I will be able to run. Where they are running, I will begin to fly. And I declare you are entering into that covenant. 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 So we see without doubt that in God's program, you're unstoppable. We can see without doubt that God has also made all the necessary provision for you to remain unstoppable. But something shocked me in this story. Despite all this provision, and despite the power of God that took over 2 million of them out of Egypt, you know the story. You are familiar with it. Only 2 of them got to the promised land. Because they failed to understand what Paul was talking here when he said, beware. I'm telling somebody today, God has something in mind for you. Beware. God has made, he has made all the necessary provisions to move you on ice, to take you to your Canaan. But look out for dogs. Be careful. Beware of the enemy of your advancements. Be careful of those within and those without who want to stop you from getting to where God is taking you to. Beware. Let's look at what stopped them. What stopped the advancement? About 3. As they were moving to Canaan, as they were advancing supernaturally, with the angels, the angel of God leading them, with the anointing of God upon his servant, suddenly in Exodus chapter 32, something happened. And this is very crucial because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, the Bible declared that these things happened to them as an example for us. And they were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. And verse 12 declares, it says, so therefore, whosoever think is time should do what? Take heed, lest he fall. They were marching forward. They were experiencing the grace of God. They knew the covenant of God. They have experienced what their father, they have achieved what their father could not achieve. They are out of Egypt. They have pass through the Red Sea. But suddenly, in Exodus chapter 32 and 33, the first problem started that led to the death of several of them. What happened? Disappointment. What happened? Moses went to the mountain. Delayed. For 40 days, they were waiting for him, and he did not return. They became frustrated. Impatience came set in. Beware of frustration. Beware of becoming impatient because you are not advancing. He said, God has spoken, but I've waited, I've waited, I've waited, I've waited. Nothing has happened. And suddenly they beckon to Aaron. That's why you need to be careful. If there was anybody who was supposed to tell them, no, don't do that, it was supposed to be Aaron. But when they told him, Aaron, come and take charge. As for this Moses that brought us here, we don't know what has become of him. And he said, bring your hearing now. Made us a God. So at their request, he gave them what they wanted. Brethren, as you want to advance, there are people who want to give you what you wanted. There are those who want to make alternative provision for you because of delay. Beware. Because it's not happening yet, because you are not experiencing it yet, they will tell you there are alternative way out. You better don't stop following this, your pastor, talking Bible, 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 discipleship, discipleship, discipleship. There's more to it, oh. They say, make for us a God that will lead us. You know the end of this story. They paid dearly for that impatience. Impatience is costly. Please wait for God. You are unstoppable. Wait for God. Delay is never denial. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. The servant of God said, I will stand upon my tower and I will watch to see what God will say unto me. That was a time he was also frustrated. Corruption, violence, injustice everywhere. And when he complained, God was still saying something else. He said, I will just stand upon my tower and want to see what the Lord will say unto me. He said, and the Lord said unto me, write the vision down. Make it plain that he may run that readeth it. This is where I'm going. He said, for the vision is for an appointed time. He said, though it tarries, wait for it. It will not tarry. It will surely come to pass. Use King James. Let them see something there. Not New King James. Original King James. Hallelujah. Say, no, it tarries. Wait for it. Two issues. Say, for or because it will surely come. You are unstoppable. Be careful. Don't be in hurry. It may tarry. It will surely come. But I love the last part. Because it looks like grammatical contradiction. Say, though it tarries, it will not tarry. You know what that means? It is to you that it seems as if it tarries. As far as God is concerned, it's at work. May I tell you that God is at work? Don't give up. Don't quit. It's at work. He will take you there. You will advance. You will break limits. You will break record. You will excel beyond limits. The obstacles will be removed. But wait on him. In Numbers chapter 12 to 14, we also saw why many of them also died again. When God asked them to go and spy the land, God showed them the land. That's not the area I want to focus today. But one of the issues is the fact that you cannot possess what you cannot see. Hello? We are talking about supernatural advancement. But if you don't have vision, great vision, you can't advance. You can't go far. Even though God knew where he was taking them to, God knew that without them looking at it, seeing it, they can't possess it. So God said, send spies. And when the spy looked at the land, they saw it and they came back in chapter 14 to give them reports. Wow. They gave the report of a beautiful land. A wonderful land. And I can tell somebody, your land is wonderful. It is beautiful. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But do you know that they did not stop there? They said in the same land, the Amalekites are there. The giants are there. And these people live in fenced cities. That is saying they are impenetrable. A majority gave up. Let no man tell you it is impossible this year. Beware of those who will tell you, Ojerunu, Matarare. Beware of those who will tell you to live by the natural thing, because we are talking about supernatural. We are talking about the supernatural. They said, don't let us deceive ourselves. We cannot conquer this land. They are mighty. They are strong. They are more than us. May I tell you, advancing in the supernatural is not hindered by the strength of the enemy or the size of the problem, but by your faith and how you know or how big you know your God is. Hello? Supernatural advancement cannot be hindered by the strength of the enemy. No? Not by the size of your problem. My God is bigger than all my troubles. It's bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain
I cannot see. It's bigger than all my troubles. It's bigger than everything. God is bigger than any mountain. I cannot see.
So it's not about the size of your enemy. So this year, let no man tell you that it is impossible. God said you are unstoppable. Let no man begin to draw your attention to the obstacles. It is not about the obstacles. It is about the divine backup. It is about the fact that God is going ahead of you. He will clear the ways before you. He will level the mountains before you. Let them stop showing you the valleys, because he will fill the valleys before you. He's able. My God is able. He can do what no man can do. He can do what no man has never done before. So they told them, you can't. So because this is your year of supernatural advancement, remove impossibility in your dictionary. As a family, as individual, as a church, because you are moving forward. You are moving forward and you will get there. You are moving forward and you will get there. And you remember the story in Numbers chapter 22 to 25 again. We are still saying, beware of dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the enemy of your advancement. And as the Israelites were advancing in Numbers chapter 22, and they got to Moab, they again climbed up and he saw them. Do you know there are people climbing up, seeing you moving forward? And they are saying, wow, see their number as a church. See how they are making progress. See this family. See what God is doing. See where he's taking them to. They were not ready to fight this kingdom. They were just going. They were not disturbing him. They were just going. And he went to hire a prophet. You know the story. Prophet Balaam. If anyone hire prophets because of you this year, they will fail. You know, they built 7 altars. But yet, Israelite was unstoppable. No altar will stop you this year. No altar of darkness can stop you this year. You are unstoppable. They built altar. They offered sacrifice. And they tried. They were consistent. They did not give up easily. First time, second time, third time, fourth time. It doesn't matter how many times they try to stop you this year. I declare in the name of the Lord, you are unstoppable. It doesn't matter how powerful they are. This was a powerful prophet that even God tried to stop me, and God eventually allowed him. You are not getting me. Balaam was a great prophet. That even God tried to stop him, he still continued. And eventually, God even released him. Go. But yet, he could not curse them. Yet, he could not stop them. In fact, in chapter 23, Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, he declared, he says, surely. And I always love when the Bible says surely. Because surely means without any outer of doubt. Certainly, unfailingly, that is the meaning of surely. And Jesus put it this way. Jesus will use the word, verily, verily, I say unto you. Say, surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said. Listen, this is what God is saying concerning you. According to this covenant time, it shall be said of Jacob, It shall be said of Israel. It shall be said of IBC. It shall be said of you what God has wrought. And no weapon formed against them shall do what? Shall prosper. You know the funny thing? The king was angry, took him somewhere. He said, look at them. And when the man looked at them, he said, this one has been blessed. No one can curse them. If God said, surely no one can stop them, it's a serious concern, this issue of beware. It's a serious concern, this issue of look out, don't be trapped, don't be deceived, don't let the enemy succeed, don't let Satan thwart God's agenda, God's program for you to succeed. It's a serious issue. If God said, surely, no divination. And in the same story ended with 24,000 of them dying in a single day. What happened? When Balaam discovered that they cannot be stopped, brothers, sisters, you cannot be stopped, but you can stop yourself. Through carelessness, you can stop yourself. Through being deceived, you can stop yourself. Through sin, stooping down to sin, pleasure, enjoyments, practicing the custom and culture of this world, you can stop yourself. Balaam said, this one cannot be caused, though they cannot be stopped. And he said, can we do anything? He said, come, let me tell you what we can do. The only thing that can stop them, trap them. Push beautiful, beautiful women. Trap them. Let them give them food offered to idols. Make sex so easy for them. And they posted beautiful women. Brother, sister, as God is lifting you up, let me tell you, they will post destiny killers. And unfortunately, some of us, we see it as opportunity. They start sending girls. And when the Israelites saw these beautiful, beautiful girls, they followed them home. And this one said, eat now. They started eating food over to idols. And they started having sex with them. And before you know it, in a single day, the Bible declared that 24,000 of them died of plagues. But they were still dying, still dying, still dying, until Phineas arose. And one of them was so bold. Zimri brought Cosby. He was so bold that even when others were crying, God help us, we are dying. That one still brought a beautiful girl into the tent. In fact, without even shutting the door. And they were having sex. Just broad light day. In fact, Phineas entered. They didn't even bother. You see, that's the world we are in now. Sin is so cheap. We don't bother again. Purity is becoming real. Corruption. Sin has taken over. And we don't know that these are things that shut the door against men that are destined to be great. That was where Joseph was wise. He had a vision. God showed him clearly. And he got to Potiphar's house as a slave. The master handed over everything to him. And the woman said, I will also hand myself over to you. Hello? You see, when we read some story in the Bible, we don't think in depth to it. What does he has to leave? To lose, rather. Ordinarily speaking. Sleeping with Potiphar's wife. Have you forgotten he was already a slave? He had nothing to live for. No future. So any enjoyment he could enjoy, the normal thing would have been
let me enjoy. At least if I'm sleeping with this woman, I won't be treated anyhow. She will give me everything I want. Some of us think there is no future, so we mess up. Youth in the house. Because of crisis, because of trouble, because of affliction, we give up and we trade away our destiny. We trade away our future. Be careful. Beware. But Joseph said, no, I can't do this and sin against God. You know what happened to him? He landed in prison. But from prison to the palace. He could have had sex with that woman. And he will be celebrated as the great steward in that family. In fact, we even be doing yanga that in this house we are in charge, including in charge of madam, not knowing that he has lost out of the glory. Only heaven will reveal glory that men traded away on the altar of sin. God is talking about supernatural advancements this year. Flee from sin. Don't succumb to pressure. It doesn't matter. The pressure. Don't be like Esau, who just for temporary pleasure and pressure. In this world, there will be temporary pressure of life. Time of helplessness. Time of hopelessness. Time that the best opportunity, in fact, the best solution you can see will be to just stoop down and accept it. Please don't. Beware. Because people will tell you that is the way out. Brothers and sisters, God is saying to us today, you're unstoppable. I know where I'm taking you to. I'm making provision for you. My angels will go before you. I will give you all that you need. But I see God saying, beware. There are enemies after this, my program. There are those who are after you so that you will not get there. Beware. Be careful. Watch out. You're unstoppable. Let us pray. Channel of my spirit, open up.
I am with my Father. Open up.
No, no boundaries, no limits. Open up. Just stay just a few minutes to pray, and I want to pray for you. You're unstoppable. Will you speak to God? Neno iri ajo mi beni mo kori mo choka sika varu si mi ekena. Jesus, Lord, come in love, he shall do. just ask for grace. 2 more minutes to pray. And ask for grace. Lord, help me to stand firm and fast. Help me, O Lord God. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord God. Rami Lord, walk in my soul, you live by me. Say, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. Help me, help me, help me. I want to pray for you this morning. You want to say, Pastor, in the past, I've been trapped. I've been stopped one way or the other. I need God's grace and God's mercy to move forward. It doesn't matter what you have done. You know yourself. Where you have failed and where you have fallen, and it is stopping you. I need you to just lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, Daddy. Are you joining these ones? I just want to pray for you. It doesn't matter. God's program for you is unstoppable. You may fail, you may fall. Even the man after God's own heart failed. He was stopped. In fact, he was driven out of palace, but God restored him. Are you saying it? Lift it well to God. I want to pray for you. Lift it well to God. I want to pray for you. If you don't mind, you can stand so that I pray for you. I want to know the Lord. Everybody close your eyes. This is a serious time. God is visiting his people. God is visiting his people. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. It doesn't matter your past. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. God bless you, my sister. Are you joining? 2 more joining now. And if you are here and you are not born again, the beginning is to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are not born again, you have not started the journey. These enemies will stop you. Will you also please lift up your hand and say, I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. If you are lifting up your hand, just stand as I want to pray now. I want to connect you to that grace. I want to connect it. I want to connect you to that grace. Father, thank you because you are the living God. Thank you because you have declared concerning your children this church this year that they are unstoppable. Thank you because of this covenant. Thank you because your word is yea and amen. Thank you for these beloved brethren that are standing before you and lifting up their heads. Lord, I ask, you said, I will blot out their transgression. Their sins and iniquity I will remember no more. Lord, I declare in the name of the Lord, your transgressions are blotted out. In the name of Jesus, I connect you to mercy. I connect you to grace. I connect you to mercy. I connect you to grace. I connect you to mercy. I connect you to grace. And I declare where you have been stopped, I remove every obstacle. I remove the barrier. I remove the 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 obstacle. I declare you are moving higher. Everybody lift up your hand now. Lift up your eye. I declare for everyone listening to me, you are unstoppable. Receive the unstoppable wisdom. Receive the unstoppable grace. Receive the unstoppable anointing. In the name of Jesus, close doors. Begin to open now. 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 Close doors, doors of iron, open now, open now, open now. Let every mountain be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed. I
declare you anointed. You are moving higher. You are moving higher. You are breaking limits. You are breaking new frontiers. You are unstoppable. You're unstoppable. You're unstoppable. You're unstoppable. You're unstoppable. From today on, your success is unstoppable. Your progress is unstoppable. Where you have been struggling, begin to succeed. Begin to succeed. Where you have been failing, begin to excel. Begin to excel. Begin to excel. Where you have been excelling, begin to move higher. Higher, 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 higher. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has never come to the mind of man. Go there now. Move there now. Move there now. Wave your hands to Jesus and bless the name of the Lord. Just thank him now. Because he's the living God. Give him thanks. Because you are moving ahead. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.